Gemara in Kiddushin. Tanu Rabbanan. ושמתם את דבורי אלה על לבבכם. תראה, ושמתם את דבורי אלה על לבבכם. אז תגמור שזה, ושמתם, שמתם. The word ושמתם is שמתם. שם is like a medicine, like a drug. תם, מלושן שולם. The תירו, נמשל התירו, like a שמתם. The Torah is nimshal to a samtam. What is a samtam? Samtam means a sam that is tam, that is sholem. If you have this medicine, you don't need andere medicine. It's tam, it's sholem. If you have this drug, you're taken care completely. You don't need no different help. And the Gemara is mamshich. Nimshalo toiro kesam chayim. Moshalo otom shehiko es bnoi mako gdoilo. V'iniach lo yretiro al makosri. What a kind of bandage. V'oma lo ibni. Kozman sharetiro zu al makosro echoil masha no oscho. Shte masha no oscho, you could eat what you want. Rechatz ben bechamim ben betzoinen ve'ein ato misyar. A person has a mako, sometimes different kind of foods are not good for him. Sometimes different kind of drinks are not good for him. Sometimes when he rinses himself with hot water is not good. Sometimes when he rinses himself with cold water is not good. But with this retiro, with this bandage, with this kind of plaster that he has, he could eat what he has to eat, and he could drink what he wants to drink, and he could be reichetz ben bechamim ben betzoinen, and nothing will happen. He'll be completely good. And he'll be completely good. He'll be completely good. The same thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Yetzer Hore. He was born a Torah, the Siddur Yetzer Hore. Person has a Yetzer Hore. The Yetzer Hore tells him to do this, the Yetzer Hore tells him to do that. And it's very hard to fight the Yetzer Hore. The Gemara says, Im ato ma'aviro, if a person takes away the retiro, are himalo numi. Himalo numi, she becomes full with pus. Person that doesn't have the retiro, and he eats and he drinks and he takes all different zachen, he becomes sick completely. It's dangerous. But if he has the retiro, echoil masha tatzorich, shte masha anoscho, echatz ben bechamim ben betzoinen, and nothing will happen. Zelbe zal zoi de gemore es teiro. A person has a Yetzer Hore. The Yetzer Hore makes a person to have bad machshavas, not to have a cheshik to daven, not to behave like he has to behave, all different zachen. Aber barosi lo teiro tavlin, when a person has the retiro that is called teire, so when a person has the retiro that is called teire, the Yetzer Hore can't stir him. Not this kind of Yetzer Hore, and not this kind of Yetzer Hore. And we call it Samtam. Samtam. It's a refuah shleimo. He doesn't have to have nothing else. He doesn't have to have under a sort of eitzes. If he has the eitzes of Teiro, nothing could happen to him. Kach omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYisrael, bor bni, borosi yetzer hore, borosi lo teiro tavli. Im atem oiskim ba teiro, ein atem nimsorim biyodoi, shenemar. Elohim Teitiv Seheis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Cain, Ve'im Eines B'Matere, Adem Nimsorim Shenema Lepetas Chatas Roivetz. Rashi explains, Im Teitiv Seheis, Teire is called Teiv, Ki Lekach Toiv Nosati Lochem. Teire is called Toiv, Ki Lekach Toiv Nosati Lochem. Yitzir Hore is called Ra. Mor says, Koshi Yitzir Hore, שאפילו יצר קורא רע. קורא יצר רע. שנאמר כי יצר לב אדם רע מנעורו. So if a person is עוסק בתוירו, עם תייטיב says, you become a תייב. You become a מציאס of תייב. The יצר הורא כאן שתאוי. שתי דעים בגמורה, זה גמורה. The תירה is called סמטם. If a person is lektzach in learning and is kol kulo yenteire, the Yitzir Hore cannot stir him, the Yitzir Hore cannot bother him, and he doesn't need no different help. He doesn't need no different aitzes. He's protected completely. If he's oisik b'teire, he's protected completely. Sam tam. He has a retia, a chol masha, anoscho, shte masha, anoscho, doesn't mean to do a virus, means all of different kinds of yitzahores that are dangerous to the person, with the retia, they don't stare. Like the moshul, kivyochel in the moshul, a person could have the retia and he could rinse and chami, betzainen, and eat and drink, and nothing disturbs, and the machl doesn't stare. When a person has the teire, the metzias of the teire, that the teire protects him, that nothing stirs, nothing bothers, nothing can happen to him. Those are the mitzvahs of Teire. The Chazal tell us what is called Teire. Ha'oisik b'Teire v'mafsik mi'mishnosoi. Ha'oisik t'irosoi kroim kroim. It's hevel. If a person learns and stops, learns and stops. Chaznish says a person learns in a Seder and every hour he stops just to ask someone to take a drink, to go out, to come in, to put down his head. Ha'oisik t'irosoi kroim kroim. Oisef hevel v'reus ruach. He doesn't have garnish. So the Torah is a retia. And if you learn, you protect it completely. Not b'shtar, against his man, v'shtar, it's so hard. It's not hard at all. It's easy. Although some people don't have a retia. They learn, but there's nishkin retia. The retia is Torah. Torah. Oiskim b'toiro. Chazal say if someone learns and stops, does heitish k'teire. So Bocher wonders, he has a very hard man in front of him. So he thinks, if he will learn mamash b'shtarkeit, he's scared chas b'shalom, it'll be very hard for him. I was a punk v'kelt. If he's going to learn as evi midaf, yoimon v'laylo, shukua and learning, glat. The Yitzhahori can. In povega bocha menuvol ze, moshcheyu lebeis ha-medrash. Im even unimoyach, in Basel and Mispoitzes, the milchome is in the way to the Beis HaMedrash, the elevator outside. There is the milchome, and the Beis HaMedrash, the Yitzhar doesn't have a krach to win. The Yitzhar wants a person to be kroim kroim. He knows if he's kroim kroim, he doesn't have a retia, so he could win. Our avoda is. Maybe it's betur yediyah, maybe it's betur takones. Has to be a toiro. A toiro beretzifus. It's two zachen, I would say. One zach, take the Seder Aleph. Seder Aleph has to be a retzifus. A full Seder Aleph. Bal hiroyo bal imotza a bocher that is schmoozing in the middle of Seder Aleph. Baliroy balimotza abocher that's doing shtayim mikro till his chavruse comes. So says he's going to lektzach in learning. This means that he's not oisik in babikale. He's not misbatel. Klapi us. Klapi himself. I tell you, we're learning Be'ez Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Shechiyonu, V'kiyemonu, V'higiyonu. To babikam is man. So Bobi Kamez man. Masechta Bobi Kamez is a very geschmacky masechta. hard and easy at the same time. Hard, I mean to say, is a lot of inyonim, a lot of miksoyes, shoyer, boyer, eish, odo, meitar, tsoyres, amaniach, the second part, gzeile, merube, choybel, meizir, maichi. Mitzad sheni, it's easy, you can handle, you can learn enough then. It's very gishmak. Very gishmak inyonim. The avoida is, we're holding now beginning of Zman. When we finish the Zman, to know Babikame. To know Babikame. Some people say we can finish the Masechta, or at least to know the first half, till Merube. But to know, Arba'o, Veskeitz, and Aregel, Aminiya, Shoshanogach, Tarabnehei, Akoines. To know the Prokim. Everything is mashed in each other, the Pkiyas and the Eel. And you make another Seder, noch haperek, and another Seder, noch haperek. It's a avoida. Chazal say, Moran Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Tes, if a person is Yeshe ve'lo imed, ha-toiro mischanenes lifnei boiro legalo islo im kesoideo. There's some things that we have nishkin abal kishrem. It's so hard for me to put everything together. Ha-toiro mischanenes lifnei boiro. This is a drashi. And if you learn starker, she's mischanenes starker. You have a morning seder, and you mamish horaven, and you're not happy pshat. The Torah goes up in the end of the morning seder, says boy roilom, megalat to him the imkei seder seyo. Let him know the seders of the Torah. So Be'ezus Hashem, we're starting Babikame, we're starting the Zman, Mechbet. I want to take it that everyone will take on himself Aleph, Seder, Meretnish and Seder. Not Chas V'Sholem, people put the Machle under the Retir, and bring the Rein the Yitzir Hore under the Retir, into the Beis HaMedrash, and bring the Rein the Yitzir Hore. Chutad tells himself, but if a guy sees a guy in the bench in front of him, Shmuzi. Shtatz on the ganze learning. There's a guy in front of him sleeping. Shtatz on the ganze learning. The guy can't. Shtatzach. And chutz from Tris Dorim and Friday and Shabbos and Fahels. But to take a voido, I want in the end of Zman to know what become it. And I want to Fahel that the Oilom will know what become it. Kalechot kiryabim aseges, but to know, boy, show, mother, ever, chesbainis. How about it? Next time, kinder chalimut, you start to learn, laat, laat. Couple days till you get into the whole mahalach advorim, abrechbetake. And if someone can't, so, Baruch Hashem, yeshiva is full with shiurim. But it stells, if someone can't, and it's not planning to be this type, there's a lot of different places, Baruch Hashem, the yeshiva is big, the options are big. But Rechbet Taken, not to shtel, not to be a Yitzhar Hore, instead we want to learn what we can be the ganze Starkeit. Chilo v'atzoif, every Seder, Friday and Shabbos, beginning of Seder, and the end of Seder, a guy needs to leave 12 o'clock because he wants to be upstairs 12, okay, so he can live a minute to 12. Chas v'sholom, Baruch leave the quarter to 12, Seder Aleph. Abizoyim! He just came 3.5 hours ago. The old chain home, you have to have 50 minutes to get ready. To get ready to what? The Bemis. So, Avla Shein Kedugmosa. Avla and a chutzpah, if a guy closes a Gemara at quarter to 12. The flown, a ganze Seder, and you go up straight away. People think, I thought maybe it's away from the other side to come up to the Shira. I tried, it's closed, it's basically, you know how you do it. It's a Bemis. A full Seder, a full Nacht Seder, a full Friday. And look, the Achlota is now. Now is the Kabbalah's oil from Babikame. If a person decides now, I'm going to know Babikame, he will know Babikame. Not in a week, he decides now. But this is Derech HaLimud. You're right, we start now. It's a Gemara, it's a Rashi. I thought it was Tam, Seder Advorim. It's a Hor, it's very Klug. So I was a guy, what about Chaza? I only learned a page. So, a page and a half. So, No, when it comes to five pages already, if I have five blah, it's too hard to chazen. And then he knows enough of the kam. Today we learn in a couple, a Mishnah, you chazen the Mishnah, you know the Mishnah. Tomorrow to be a Mishnah with a taste of sim, a Mishnah with a taste of sim. Then with the Gemara, and you start the chazen the whole time. I want to know what we Pitom, after 2 weeks, he knows really two, three blood, and Imam is a shoilet, and he has the notes, and everything is mesuder, and he's chapping what become. It's a miktsoya, it's a maile. It's hard, but it's a maile. Some asecht is, it's not one miktsoya. So it's a ganze shas, but it's different sugis. You come with nazik. You come with always nazik. And it's a shirul she'en keduk masa. And it gets so easy because everything becomes totally hobeho. Again, the mile of Bekama is every sugya mitzadecho is separate. You can chop every sugya without the other sugya. And mitzad sheni, everything adds. Every rashi, every tesis, every trash, every tesis adds one to each other. Haloich bechazoy, haloich bechazoy, kav lekav. So, Be'ez Hashem, b'yom or give us the siyata d'shmaya. Zog the mission. ארבע אובויס נזיק השויר והבויר והמאבה והאהבר. אז את הראשון אם הנשית המקובצת שלו לשתל ארבע אובויס נזיקים, the lotion is not the right lotion. The lotion is ארבע אובויס מזיקים had to be השויר והבויר והמאבה והאהבר. And the Shita brings down Tana Yerushalmi that he says the Loshon Nezikin instead of the Loshon Mazikin. Tana Yerushalmi, the Tana Nezikin instead of the Loshon Mazikin. Shita the Rishonim have more Zbeirim. Maybe in the Hemshech we'll see a good answer why the Tana writes Arba Ovis Nezikin and not Mazikin. So what is the Arba Ovis Nezikin? Ashoru Ve'aboru Ve'amave Ve'oeve. The Gemara brings down a machlekes. It's good to remember it because it's kaseder. Rav holds Toni Shor v'chol mina de shor. Shor really includes three obvious nezikim: Keren, Shen v'Regel. So l'fi Rav, Shor is Keren, Shen v'Regel. Boyer is Boyer. Mave is Odom. V'Ever is Esh. This is the way Rav learns. Shmuel l'maskona learns Shor l'ragloi. Shor means regel, boil means boil, mave means shen, v'ever means fire, eish. So l'fi Rav, it's poshut. Ashor means all mila de shor, keren, shen, v'regel. Haboil means boil, v'amave means odom amazik. So everything is included in the mission. L'fi Shmuel, we only have regel v'shen, so the Mishnah is missing out keren, and the Mishnah is missing out Odom HaMazik. The Gemara and the Odom HaMazik, Hei Omud Alef, the Gemara explains Gimel Omud Beis. The Gemara explains that Lefi Rav, the reason the Tana doesn't write down Keren, because Muodim Komairi Betamim Loi Komairi, and Keren slated in the Gemara, and the first three times it's called the Tam. It's Meshalem Chotzi Nezek. Be'odom, why it doesn't say Odom? L'fi Rav, Maveze Odom. But L'fi Shmuel, that Maveze Hashem, why the Tana doesn't write down Odom? So Maskonas HaGemora is because Momoyle de Azik. We're not talking about Odom HaMazik. We'll see, it's not Stam that we're not talking about it. Could be that it's two different parshas. Odom HaMazik could be is a parsha for the Choyvel. It's Odom Nazik Odom, here's Odom Nazik Momen. And Momen HaMazik is not a parsha. And Lefi Rav, everything is included in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah is Mamshich and says, Lo yare ha-shor ke are ha-mave, ve lo yare ha-mave ke are ha-shor. You can learn out one from each other. This we can't explain now because Be'etzim the Gemara has to go Lefi Rav, Lefi Shmuel, how to explain what is Lo yare ha-shor ke are ha-mave, ve lo yare ha-mave ke are ha-shor. Aber lo yze veze sheyesh bem ruach haim ke are ha-eish, She'ein boi ruach hai. So stam, Rishonim explain, lo yarei, we'll see later in Tesis, a bit more batam, lo yarei means that if the Tana, if the Posuk would write the first one, I would not know the second one. Da'ayinu, if the Tana would write, shor v'mave, I would not know both, because I would say shoyr v'mave is ruach chayim. Odo shor v'odom, odo regel v'shen. I would not know both she'ein bo ruach chayim. I would not know eish she'ein bo ruach chayim. So lo yizeh v'zeh sheyesh bo ruach chayim ki harei o eish she'ein bo ruach chayim. So the Shita Mekubetzes brings down from Bienes and Milunil. It's the last Shita in the Mishnah. It's not a Shita in the Mishnah, the last piece. So Bienes and Milunil, what is the Pshat in the Gemara? Lo yizeh v'zeh sheyesh bo ruach chayim ki harei o eish she'ein bo ruach chayim. If the Pasuk would write Shen v'regel, I would know Shen v'regel because they have ruach chayim. And I would not know Esh because Esh doesn't have ruach chayim. So what if Esh doesn't have ruach chayim? Why it's a mile? If I would write Shol and Odom, I would not know Esh. Why? Because I would say Shol and Odom have a ruach chayim. Esh does not have a ruach chayim. Why it's a mile? So the words of the Rabbi Yenis and Milonil in the Shita Mekubetzes. What is it? Rabbi Yisrael Milonil in Shita Mekubetzes says V'iloikas v'rachmona behedi ha'ba amina de nifta K'loima K'ibon she'ein b'ruach ha'im Ein bo'y koyach le'hazik Elo im k'ein dovor acher me'ur Bo'y dahaynu ha'ruach Oy so dinu shloi liknos Aber b'regel v'keren Yesh bo'em ruach ha'im Kol ei sh'roitzim le'hazik Yecholim le'hazik
I would think that Shen v'regel, while they have a ruach chayim and they could be mazik the whole time, so then you chayim. Eish needs someone to help him. So what if he needs someone to help him? So interesting that if there is Yisrael and the Mishnayos is mashma that he's learning that Shel v'regel, Odom. While they have everything when they want, they could be mazik themselves. So they need much more shmira. They just decide to be mazik, they could be mazik. Masha'in Kadesh, he can decide to be mazik. So he needs less shmira. Reb Nochem said it's a mistake to say like this. I don't know if he said it as well. He said that some want to say like this. And he said it's a mistake to say like this. Why? Nochem said the following. Are we talking that is a Ruach Metzuyo here? The Ruach Metzuyo could move the fire. I would say maybe Pungfakel. An open fire that in Ruach Metzuyo could be very dangerous. Shor has to decide to be Negeach. You know, do it the same. But it's not a Svore to say that it's a reason more to be mazik. I say Reb Nochem shlugs that kind of svar. So what is the pshat in the Reb Yonos and Milunil? Zok Reb Nochem that vayl shor ve'odom, shen ve'regel, that yesh bo ruach chayim, it means they have everything inside what they could be mazik. They have everything inside what is ready to be mazik. So while they have everything inside what is ready to be mazik, it's a faltike mazik. It's already mazik. It's more svore to mechayev him. Masha'en ken esh is not a faltike mazik. It's not a ready mazik. I want to say the words, but Ezra Hashem and the Hemshech will understand it. Nochem is saying, are you sorry, that we know again, but become a lot, that when something is a mazik, I'm mechuyev to be shomer him. When he's not called a mazik, I'm not mechuyev to be shomer him. Even that in percentage, we're not saying that A is more dangerous from B, because A has all of the symptoms of a mazik, and B doesn't have them. As the potential, both of them could be mazik the same. Aber the first one has a ruach chayim shinfartik. The Eish needs the wind to come and blow. When something is a mazik, it's a bigger chiyuv shmira. These are the words of the Mishnah, Lefira Dienes Milunil, the way Rav Nochem explains it. Why you have to have a Shem Mazik for Mechayev of Shmira, we're leaving it open. To find a lot of more Zachin like that in Bobikame, to start to make a kind of Agdor. I saw Rav Shmuel Zalman Auerbach in the Haskama to Sefer Brikas Avrom. Brikas Avrom and Bobikame was the first Sefer that Brikas Avrom printed in his life. So in the first Sefer, he asked the Haskama for Rav Shmuel Zalman. Rav Shmuel Zalman brings down this Rabbi Yonos HaMiloniel, and in the Haskama he says, and what is the Pshat? So what if this has Ruach Haim and this doesn't have Ruach Haim? Are we talking in Ruach Metzuyah, the potential to be Mazik in both are the same? He doesn't want to say like the first Yisrael. For sure not like the Rav Nochem. You see there, he Bichlal is not going as this kind of his Bein. So Rav Shmuel Zalman Auerbach says that the Masechta Bobei Kama is Momoino Yamazik. Right? I'm in charge on my moment. We'll see later again. Not because I caused the damage. It's because I own it. And sure, everyone understands it's not because I caused it. It's because I own it. Boir, it's a baya. We'll see later if the Tere gave it to me or not. Fire, maybe I caused the fire. Oh, but we learn in the Mishnah, Momoinoi v'shmiroson alecho. We'll go back to the Shoir. Everyone understands it's not because I caused it. We'll see later. It's mine, and I'm mechuyev b'shmira. We'll see later the agdoras. But if it's mine, we'll see later. Shimon, what if I mafkir my shor? I have a shor. I don't look after him. I don't want to be magnum. Hopefully, in the end of the show, we'll get it. I have a big shor, a dangerous shor. I let him to run out in the street, and I see he's going to jump on someone. So I say hefka, hefka, hefka. So I become potus on Shimon. It was my show, it was the biggest avna that I let him to go on the street. But if it's mine, I'm potu. We'll see later. The mechayev Bobei Kama is mamoincho v'shmiroson alecho. Again, we have to miyasid it. Like I said, firstly we have to build the things you say, and then we'll get to the avodas advarim. Meile zokim shnei zalman, v'yesh b'em ruachayim, I own the whole mazik. The flesh, the actual show, and the ruachayim belongs to me. So the whole mazik belongs to me. And Eish, I own the fire, if I could own the fire. But the wind that blows the fire is not mine. So maybe the Torah is not Mechayev. Maybe I'm not Chayev on such a Zach. So if the Torah would write only Shor, I would not know Esh. I would say in Esh, I don't own the whole thing. I only own the fire. I don't own the wind. Mashiach and Beshor, I own the Shor.
Why didn't the
Mishnah
just say,
call him? We'll get. This is the Pshat in the Mishnah. Velo yare amavik, velo yze veze. Sheyesh b'em ruachayim, ke are ya'ei she'ein b'y ruachayim. As we have to know, Rav Shmuel Zalman's Pshat is emes, if it stims with the Rashi. Rashi says that we could have said also, Bor also doesn't have Ruach Haim. Bor also doesn't have Ruach Haim. So, Lefi the Tiferes Yisrael, Bor doesn't have Ruach Haim. Say, he's not so dangerous, maybe. Or, Lefi Rav Nochem, maybe he's not already Mazik. But Lefi Rav Shlomo Zalman, the shine on what boy are we talking? We're talking about Bor Bershusoy or Bor Bershusoy Rabbi. We'll see later in the Hemshech HaGemore. If we're talking at Bor Bershusoy, so he owns the whole Mazik. You're right that the guy has to flip over and fall inside. But he's the whole Mazik. He owns the whole Mazik. See later, Bor Bershusoy Rabbi. I said, again, we're saying that Ein Beruach Haim Lefir Rav Zalman means that Chelek from the Mazik I'm missing. Chelek of the Mazik is not mine, is not owned by me. A part of the Mazik is not owned by me. Rashi says that Boir is also called Ein Beruach Haim. Rashi makes the Cheshbon. Lefir Rav Zalman, if it's Bo B'Shusoy L'Chura, it's called Sheyesh Beruach Haim. The revolt of Ruach Haim means that it's a part of the Mazik that is not owned by me. By Bo, the whole Mazik is owned by me. So the Firib Shumazaman, doesn't stream so much. If it's bo b'shusay, bo b'shusay, I will get later, is a different chisaron. Asura kosu b'shusay. V'loy zeh v'zeh shedarkin leilich v'lehazik, k'arei aboir, she'ein darkin leilich v'lehazik. Again, the first Yisrael explains the Mishnah and his way. These are darkum leilech v'le'azik. It's very dangerous. Boir is not so dangerous. Something has to come. It's not so dangerous. Reb Nochem explains it in his lashon that darkum leilech v'le'azik. So the mazik is ready. Mashenken and boir, the mazik is not ready. You need someone to come and fall inside. You can't call him a mazik. He's not a fartik and mazik. When you have a fartik and mazik, it's not called that it's a fartik and mazik. Hatzara shoveshem shedarki leazik v'shmiroson olecho. Ukshehizik chava mazik l'shalem תשלום הנזק במיטה ואורץ. זאת רש. ארבע אובס נזיק. אובס קורי להנח דכסיב בקרו בהדיה, ובגמור המפורש, היי נינו טולס. This Rashi, a lot of people wonder what Rashi is coming to say. Rashi is saying for sure two zach. The second line of Rashi, Begmor Meforesh Haininu Toldes, the Gemara explained, Oves Michlal Deike Toldes. Azay the Rosh brings it down, this is, but the Nura brings it down, that Oves Michlal Deike Toldes. The reason the Tanna calls it Oves, because Oves to tell me that it's Toldes. That is the second part of Rashi. Oves Michlal Deike Toldes. This is the Gemara. But Rashi starts in the beginning and says, Oves kori lehanach deksiv bekro behedi. What is called Oves? The one that I written in the Pasuk behedi. It's a Gemara in Bezamut Beis. The Gemara says, Maishno negicha de kori le'av deksiv ki yigach. Negifo nami kori le'av deksiv ki yigoyf. The Gemara taught that negicha is the av, and if she pushes, it's a tolde. So the Gemara both are considered av. It says ki igach or ki igach. Well, it says negifa is also a negiche. The negifa of the Torah was not pushing, was a negiche. This is be'odom, this is be'behem. But in the beginning, the Gemara taught, the Maisa, the Gemara says, the Av is the negiche with his horns, he makes a Maisa negiche. And the told is that he pushes with his body. And the Gemara says, both are considered Av. It says ki igach and ki igach. Maishno negiche dekor le'av dichsir ki igach. This is really the first line in Rashi. The Hanuch Dechsiv Bekro Behedia are considered out. Now, Aval, it's not a stira be Rashi. Some ask like a stira. Rashi says that what is called Av, what it says in the Pasuk. And then Rashi says that Av is called what is a told. It's not a stira. Why the Tane is calling them Oves? You're right, because they're written in the Tere. The ones that are written in the Tere are called the Av. The ones that are not written in the Torah are called the Tolde. But the reason the Tanna is giving them the name Av is to teach me the Alochas Asidot Toldes. So if you see the Rosh, and you see the Tesis Yondav and Bartanure, this is the way they put Rashi together. The Haidu. The Tanna is calling them Oves Michlal Deike Toldes. To tell me that it's Toldes. Now, what goes in the list of the Oves? The ones that are written in the Torah. So I want to be moistif a little bit. Rashi said, "Dichsiv bekro behedya." Rosh explains, in Shabbos we have Oves v'toldes. But there's a drosha that Sidot told us. In Tume we have a drosha that Sidot told us. In Bobekame we don't have a drosha that Sidot told us. Zog neshita mekubetzes. Because the toldes are hainuach. And I will explain. And Shabbos is no musig of hainuach. It says in the Torah not to put on a light. This is the melocha. Mechatez is something else is called the melocha in Shabbos. And Babikame is the vote that he's a mazik. Any mazik that has the same tchuna is considered bichlal av. And bichlal told. So be'emes, the toldus and the oves are be'etzem one thing. Why the Teire calls, so who the Teire puts bichlal oves and who goes bichlal toldus? The ones that are mefurish bekro behedye are considered oves. The ones that are not mefurish behedye are not considered oves, considered toldus. The reason the Velt says, why Rashi says the word behedye? Rashi al Arif doesn't say it, but be'etzem Rashi in Daf Gimel Amud Beis, we have Tone Rabchie, Ravoshia, Shloishesa Oves, Rabchie says Esrim Ve'arba Oves, Rashi says what is called Oves? Hanach Dasi Bekro, Rashi Gdalan Amud Beis. Oves Kori Le'Hanach Dasi Bekro, Frank Develt, I don't know if it's a Kashe. Here it says, Hanach Dasi Bekro Behedye. And then Rashi says, Hanach Dasi Bekro. But the answer is again. The Gemara says, why we Rabchie calls 24 Oves? There is no toldus. Korile Oves l'shalem imeitav. We learn now that they pay meitav. So the Tanner really writes Oves to tell me something. Order to tell me that it's toldus. Order to tell me that you m'shalem b'meitav. So there is to tell me that you m'shalem b'meitav. Here is the Mechadesh that told us the ones that look similar are also inside. Who is called the Av and who is called the Tolde? The ones that the Teire spoke out Lehedye, we call them Av. The other ones we call Tolde. So I want to ask you a Shaila. By me it's a Shaila. I never had an answer on it. I asked the Polta Midechachomim. So Be'etzim Rashi is saying a simple Zach. The Tana says, Oves Michlad Deike Toldes, and what is this? The list of the Oves, the ones that are written in the Teire Lehedye, go inside to the Chlal of Oves. But Rishenim explained that the Toldes and the Oves in Babikame are really similar completely. It's not even a Droshe, it's a Hainuach, Zog the Rosh in the Shidum Kubetzes, B'Shem Maharikatz. So why these are chosen to call Oves and these are chosen to be called Toldes? Because these are written in the Teire Lehedye. And these are not written in the Teire Lehedye. So I want to ask you a Shaila, She'ein Li Tshuva Aleh. Lu Yitzuya, one of the Toldes will become a Av. But the Gemara had a tzad that what Keren, the Av, is a Maisa Negiche, pushing with the body is a Tolde. And the Gemara asked the Kasha, maybe pushing with the body is also a Av. It says, Ki Yigoy. I'm asking you, Lu Yitzuya, Negife would become a Av. Yeah? Lu Yitzuya, Negife would become a Av. You would have more Toldes to the left. You understand what I'm asking or not? Negicha is the Av. All of these are included. Because they're similar. Lu Yitzuya, the last Tolde. Pushing with her tail. Lu Yitzuya, this will be the Av of the tail. So, Toldes will also go more and more and more? Or is no Musik that Toldes will go more and more? One second. I'll give you an example from Shabbos. You understand what I'm saying? The Av Melocha and Shabbos. The Av Melocha and Shabbos is to put on a fire. It's the Av Melocha. What is the Tolde of fire? Electricity. Amazon. So the Tolde. Lu Yitzuya, the Av Melocha and the Teira would be electricity. So Mistama that told us of that would be all different Zach, all different machines would be told us. Boira. You have a Melocha. Different Melocha. Take every Melocha. Zireya. Zireya is the Melocha, is the plant. If you water, is also called the Tolda the Zireya. If the app would be watery, could be told this would be even to clean the trees, could be a told. I don't know. I'm asking a shal, I'm not asking it stam. I don't know the answer, and maybe there's no way to find out the answer, the vibe. But we have obvious and told this in Babakame. Rashi says the Hanel the Ksiru Bekro are obvious. The other ones are told us. Abeluyot Tzir, the other ones will be the obvious. So Be'etzem, the Bobekami will change or not. Like the Shita Mekubezes explained, the Toldus and the Obis are mamers similar completely. And there's no difference. Why these are Obis and these are Toldus? Ksiv Bekro Behedi are called Obis and the other ones are called Toldus. But there's no Chiluk Be'etzem in between the Av and the Toldus. Other name? Ain't any idea. We'll go weiter. I want to start the Sukkah. Hashav ve'abor, kesedor shem ksuvim b'parsha sidrum b'mishna. Parsha rishoy no nemro, the shittim ukubesis explains b'shem the tesis arosh, Rashi had a kasha. Why the Tanner writes down this order, and then the lo yarei is in the wrong order? And Rashi will answer why the lo yarei is in the wrong order, because if you write it differently, it will not work out. Just change the order of the Mishnah in the beginning, and the Lo Yarei would be in the right order. Rashi explains why the Lo Yarei has to go like that, because if not, it will not work out. So Zog the Shidu Mukubetzes Rashi at Shver. So write the list of the Mishnah different, and it will be exactly like the Lo Yarei. And for Rashi, Keseidor Shem Ksuvim BeParsha Sidrim BeMishnah. I will give a gishmak. Rashi said, what is called Obis? The Chsive Bekro Behedye. So the Obis are the ones that are Chsive Bekro Behedye. So when you want to write down the order, you have to go Keseder HaKsuvim Apostle. If the order of Obis, if what is called Obis is Ksuvim Bakosu Behedye, so the Mele, when the Tanner wants to write down, you go with that. Parsha Rishon Nemo B'Shol Shmiya B'Bol Ma B'Meforosh B'Gemore Hever Kitei Tzeish. The Pnei Yeshua is Oymed, is the three little La'oros da B'Pshat. Rashi starts Parsha Rishon Nemo B'Shol Shmiya B'Bol. Rashi doesn't finish the end. Then Ma B'Rashi says Meforosh B'Gemore. Then Hever Kitei Tzeish. Why Rashi says Kitei Tzeish? Rashi has to say, Hever, Esh. You know what is Hever? Esh. Why Kisei Tze Esh? Hever is Kisei Tze Esh? Another Kashif Yeshua asks, where is the Vov? The Mishnah says, Vero Hever. Faydip Yeshua, where is the Vov? Zog the Pnei Yeshua, it's one Dibor HaMaschil in Rashi. Rashi didn't came to explain what is the Pirush HaMilas of Hever and Hever. Rashi says, Keseder HaMefuroshim BeParsha Sivan BaMishnah. Parsha Rishon HaNemro B'Shor, Shnia B'Bor, Maver, you'll see later in the Gemore, and the Hever is Kisei Tzeesh, this is the last Parsha in the Torah. Rashi is going to explain the Parshas HaKsuvim BaTorah. And again, and we'll add an argishmak and ksuvim b'teira behedya. Rashi, all of that is Rashi explaining. The obvious are the one ksuvim b'teira behedya, and keseder ksuvim b'parsha snom b'shnom b'mishna. As I said, the Pnei Yeshua. Lo yare ashor kare amavik lo imari. Kosov rachmon eshoir lo inofik mavet vime. Ve'amotu lo ochi itzuch lo michtere. ולא חינוק את ברי שכערי המב לנוק אלו כסדר לא ירי השור כערי הבור שנדסו לה ומוסי למיטר לא יזה וזה שבור החיים תהובור נמי אין בו רוח חיים ואוי תאים מאחרין את הוריבוס השמינה שאבא בשביל יש לשניהם רוח חיים לנופק חד מחברי ובגמור מפורש מי לא ירי כערי הוי שאין בו רוח חיים ואילו יקס ורחמונה ואמין אל ליפטוי לא יזה וזה אלו שלוש נומדר כמלך ולהזיק צלשוב ומפורש בגמור אל עשו ימי ומתה באורץ מאידיס נחוסוב יגמד מהזייקוי עם רויצה לפרוי עלוי קרקע. We have to remember this Rashi. Rashi is מחדש a big חידוש. A person has money and he was mazik. He doesn't want to pay money. He wants to give קרקע. So he gives מתה. אז זה שתית עם Rashi. So in Rashi state, we'll have to remember this Rashi for the sugyas of Meitav, I'm just madgish it now. Rashi state, but if he, it's up to the guy to decide if he's paying cash or paying karka Meitav. In the tool in Shulchan Aruch, state that when a person is mazik, based in go and they take his money, or they take his metaltalim. If he doesn't have metaltalim, then based in a goy de karka. Or because when he has money or metaltalim, he cannot give karka. Person doesn't want karka. Someone is mazik me, I want money, I want metaltalim. What I can do with your house, I can't move away with your house. And the shach brings down the rabinutam choylek, that if he wants, he could give karka. So here lechur and this Rashi state that it's up to the person to decide if he wants to give karka or money. If he gives money, he gives money. If he gives karka, we tell him, give meita. If he gives karka, he gives meita. But it's up to him to decide. So again, in the Shulchan Aruch and the Tur state klal that it's not up to him. He has to give money and metaltalim before. If he doesn't have money or metaltalim, or even if he has, but it's not enough to cover the whole hezek, then you go with the karka. Bez Hashem, we'll see Rashi and Gittin, Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara says there's a little sugin on the Zokin of Meita. So Rashi, Im Oimer Ein Limois, Goivim Karka Meita. If he says, I don't have money, then based in Goivim Karka Meita. But there's no Musa that if he has money, he could give a Meita. So Lachur, it's a Stira and a Rashi. Bez Hashem, we'll learn the sugin of Meita, or Miyash. I mean, I've gedenken, the Vail, it's interesting that Rashi decided we started with becoming our Bichlan and Isaac in the Sugi of Meitav. Rashi has to go into this whole Shaila that the Sugi of Meitav is up to him. If he wants to give Karka, he gives Meitav. Kilo, if he wants to give money, he gives money. And if he wants, he could give. Not the Pshat, if he doesn't have money, then we go for it. Only then he has a schus to give Karka, but we have a schus to be going for Karka Meitav. So, lo mehim tzachot. Rabbi Seinu stelt, maybe to start the psicha to Bobby Kamen. Rabbi Seinu stelt like this. It's tuchkiras. People mix them up. I want maybe to mind with both of them. We'll start today with the first chakira. The first chakira is, what is the chiyuv shmire in Bobby Kamen? Some call it, what is the Isur Mazik of Bobby Kamen? I will explain. First Chakira means to ask, Avade stated in Arba Oves that if my show was Negeach, I have to pay. If I dug a bar and someone fell inside, I have to pay. If it was a fire, I have to pay. And we'll see later, is a Shmira Pchusa, is a Shmira Meula. But I'm Mechuyev to shame my show not to be Negeach. I let my show to go. Give me the bill at the end of the day. Five people, okay. I dig a bowl. Every person that falls inside, you come over, I will pay. I don't want to close it. Is a mechayev to close it? Is a mechayev to be sure of the show or not? What? Avada im loshon ha-mishne v'shmiro son olecho. State that is a mechayev. Not only that, is a poor rayas that is a mechayev. Loshen Rambam. Perek hey aloch aleph miniske momel beheimo sho yisoroyo. Person has a cow and it's going around. It's going around. Every day he eats. I come to the guy and says, what is the problem? Tell me how much it ate. I'll pay. State masrim babailim. And if not, you're allowed to go. You take a knife and you shecht it. Shechit ha-ksheira. Shem Rambam. Masrim boy, ba'aleo sholish pomim. Im leishoma behemtoi, yesh reshus lebalaseder, leshoch teshrit ekshayro. Nei sheosu leodom lehazik veleshalem ba'sheizik. Now, I want to make it clear because a lot of people get mixed up. We're not discussing to take my hand and hit you. Maybe we also could have a shir on that, but lom is odom, that maybe is poshut. Okay, to hit a person is choyvel. It's also lachvel. Lo Yosef, you get Malkus, you give a. But even to break your window, could be I'm considered a Ganav. Could be that that is simple. I'm skipping that noise. That Lo Yosef boy to hit a person, I'm not allowed to, is allowed. Even to tear your shirt, to break something, I'm not allowed to, I'm a Ganav. Also, maybe I need a pasuk. Maybe I could hear it misfalling. We're discussing today to shomer my shor not to mazik you. It's my shor. So if something will happen, I will pay. Why? What is that? Veirech means my shor is mechal Shabbos. Is my problem? No, my shor is mazik you. Say no, I have to pay. I have to stop my shor to mechal Shabbos. No, I'm a tzuba to tell my shor how to behave. You're right. I could have shtel the kasha on boy and on eish, and then boy you would tell me that I'm doing it indirectly. It's a grommet. So, be'etzem, I said maybe we could ask on all of the obis mazikim about to shtel the kasha will be mind me the shaila and show. Mind me the shaila and the show. Why am I chuyuv to be shame on my show? But in Rambam state klar that I'm mechuyev to shame on my shor not to be mazik. The Gemara in Daf Chof Gimel says that I'm a baal din if a person has a hezek, animals or a boy, I have a schus to tell him make a gate that I will not fall into your house. Make a gate that the animals will not come out. And the Gemara says that I'm a baal dobo. For sure, basically, maybe he could take care of the city. But state that I'm a baal dobo, I have a schus out as a geni. The Torah says in Simon Shin Peites, Keshem she'osu lo'odom she'yazik es chaveiroi v'im hizik chayev l'shalem kach tzorich Shin Peites tzorich lishmoir momoinoi she'lo yazik v'im hizik chayev l'shalem. The Shiloh, what is the mokor that a person has to be shame? So they say b'shem Reb Chaim that we have a mokor from the pasuk. It says if someone's shor kills someone, leman makufri kapore, what do you do? You pay koifer. If kufri kapore is not momen, no replacement, you need a kapore. Kapore for what? For what you need a kapore? Man, for what you need a kapore? What do you need a kapore? My shor killed you. I need a kapore. Kufre kapore. We learn in Makkah's man, Be'etzem am chayev misel ha-shomayim. Hashem wants to kill me. I'll pay money. Why? Why Hashem wants to kill me? What I did wrong? You don't kill a person, Stam. I'm wrong. What I'm wrong? Ve'lo yishmerenu. Loshon ha-pasuk zok tefchayim. Ve'lo yishmerenu. I was not shame on my show. Shtei that I'm chuyev to be shame on my show. Yeah, but that could be is only maybe legabi misa. But I have to be sure that no one will die machmosi. Of a babekame, what is the mocker? To see maybe in Bo shtei ve'lo yichasenu. I'm not sure. So some say it's a svara. It's a svara. A svara that I have to be shame on my shor, not to be mazik. Maybe we messiah from the pasuk from Velo Yishmerenu. So some say that it's a svara. Lemaise, we have like this. Some achroinim learn that it's a svara. Maybe learning it out like Reb Chaim. The Kirya Sefer says it's a din de Rabbonon. Kirya Sefer is the Mabit al Rambam. He says it's a din de Rabbonon. No, no. The Welt says a third teretz. They bring a Yad Rama and Bobi Basra Dav Chovov. The Yad Rama says, you learn it out from Vahavta L'Reach HaKomoicho. The Rashash in Ksuvis Yudches says, Hashav HaSaveide. If someone loses or something, you have to give it back. So to let your show to be mazik, it's fakert from Hashav HaSaveide. So these are four terutzim that the Welt says. Other asvore, maybe learned out from Lo Yishmerenu. Other, the Rabbonon, Kiryat Sefer. Other the Yad Ramah says Va'avto l'reach u'kamoicho. Other the Rashash says in Ksuves Medina Shavas Aveide. If I remember correctly, I don't have time yet. It's inside the stipend. I think he's malakit all of them in Siman Aleph. Most of them. But all of these pshatim are very shvah. And the writer or not, Rashi and Gittin says that Hezek Shein and Niker is also to be mazik midarabonot. You metame, you take a tumor and you metame someone's food. He has truma, you put a sheretz, now it's tumor, he can't eat it. Rashi says it's also to do it midarabonot. If it'll be Niker, it'll be dairaisa. Do you mazik be your dying even? You mazik be your dying. Hezek Shein and Nika. What was the Rabbanon? 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 If you hear a Sefer, everything is the Rabbanon. Also in the tour is Mashma, Kishem Shos, Ule Hazik is Chaveiroi, Kach Tzorich Lishmer is Shoiroi. It's not Mashma that it's Va'avto L'Reach U'Kamoicho. It's not Mashma, it's Hashavas Aveide. It's Mashma, we said in the Rambam, Yenem has a schus to take my shor and to shech. Va'avto L'Reach U'Kamoicho, it's my business, not your business. To kill my shor, it's Va'avto L'Reach U'Kamoicho. It's my mitzvahs. Zogt Rebbe Uchber. Zogt Rebbe Uchber. That the chiyuv shmiren bo bekame is a poyal yoitze from the chiyuv tashlumin. We was nischadash in the teire tashlumin from bo bekame is nischadash shmire from bo bekame. Want to be clear. Whereas nischadash tashlumim of Bobi Kame is nischadash shmirah of Bobi Kame. You're not chayv in Bobi Kame if there's no chiyuv shmirah. Again. Chibuch Bel was mechadash. The chiyuv shmirah is a teilod efun arba ovis nezikim. L'shonis ha-mishnah will have to miyashem. But first, the Yesod of Rebbe Uchber. Zog Rebbe Uchber, Bobi Kame was nischadish in Bobi Kame that you mechuyev leshalem. That is mechayev, that is a din shmire. Because if it would not be a din shmire, I would not be chayev leshalem. I'm only mechuyev leshalem, val is a din shmire. Val is a din shmire, I'm mechuyev leshalem. So when it's nischadish in Bobi Kame, that is a parsha of chiyuv tashlumim is nischadish in Bobi Kame adin shmira. So vayt, the Rebbe Uchber goes to the next step and he clears what happens in the pturim of Bobi Kame. I'll give you three examples. Esh potur al atomun. Regel is potur b'rshu sorabim. Bor is potur al akeilim. A person has a huge fire, it's going to burn. The other person has a lot of money under a little piece of shmata. Guy tells him it's burning. He says, Esh potur al atomun, I don't have to shut my fire. Kles Rebbe Uchber, when Hashem said a ptur and esh al atomun, was only on the chiyuv tashlumim, or also on the chiyuv shmire? I'm explaining. On Rebbe Uchber, we never could clear such a shayla. The din shmire is va'avta l'reach u'kamoicho. The din shmire is svare. The din shmire is Hashavas Aveide. The din shmire is a din de Rabbanon. As another parshas tashlumim, shteit eish potur al atomun, shteit shen v'regel es potur b'shu sarabim. But now clears Rebbe Uchber after I was mechadish that the din shmire is a trilodis from Bobi Kame. Dehainu. Is a drosh is what Yechayev Leshalem. Yechayev Leshalem, for sure, is a parsha from Shmira. And Rebbe Uchber explains, because on the parsha of Shmira, if I will not be mechuyev to be shomer, the Torah will not make me to pay. The Torah will not make me to pay. Again, this is the Gladkeit. We'll see a lot of Cheshbonis later. Odom the Oynes. There's a lot of Mefkiminis in the Baruch Ber. But the Amonas Advorim from the Baruch Ber. The Amonas Advorim. The Mele Zog the Baruch Ber. So now I'm clearing the next Shaila. When it's Potur of Eish Al Atomun. When it's Potur Shel Beregel Bershus Orabim. When it's Potur Bor Al HaKeilim. It's only a Miut von Chiyuv Tashlumim. Or it's also a Miut von Chiyuv Shmira. So from Tomun, Rebuch Ber has a raya from Rashi and Akoines that it's only a Ptur and the Chiyuv Tashlumim. But it's not a Ptur and the Chiyuv Shmira. It's not a Ptur and the Chiyuv Shmira. So two Zachen, I just want to assign two Zachen. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we're going to the Rebuch Ber and all the Chiyuv Shmira will start the taste with him. Shmuzal Neuerbach, once he told me, once a Maise, he made up with a Yid to come from Bnei Brak to see him. That day it took 2 hours to come from Bnei Brak. He made up with a guy to come 4 o'clock. The guy showed up 4:05. Shmuel Zalman was gone. So the guy called Shmuel Zalman. I came 2 hours, 5 minutes late. Shmuel Zalman told him, I don't understand. I made up with you 4 o'clock. You're right, if it's Bnei Brak, you could be late. So take the bus 2 hours earlier, and the bus wait here for 2 hours, just in case you're late. Why? You try to be here in time, and if you're a bit late, let the Shmuel Zalman to wait. I'm saying, I like to fish here in time. I think when shear goes over time, people don't listen, it's a hefset. Some are under a minog, they think that if a shear doesn't finish in time, it's not chosh. I hope punk fakir. It's a nocha shmuz. But we only can finish in time when we start in time. So I know some people sometimes have an oynis. So come 5 minutes early and learn here. But I was an oynis. The latest that you could come is 12:10. But they tried to be at 12. Oynis gomu, you showed up. The mele, like this, we could...